We saw the New South Wales Waratahs in action at the SCG. The big talking point out of that, 3 tries apiece for the New South Wales Waratahs. It's their 10th straight win over their arch rivals in Queensland. But the SCG surface also breaking up. That's now being repaired as we speak, ripped up and relaid. We also had the rugby competition for the women underway, and the New South Wales women's side has also made a great start to their season. They've only played the 2 matches, and so far they've won those 2 matches. You can't do better than that, and I'm glad to say that Emily Robinson joins us on the line from the New South Wales Waratahs. G'day, Emily.
G'day, how are you going?
Yeah, really, really well. That's as good as you get, isn't it? Start to the season.
Yes. I guess 2 wins from 2 is pretty good, but plenty of things we need to work on. But, yeah, pretty happy with that start.
Yeah, it's always great competition when you take on your arch rivals, Queensland, and you're lucky enough to beat them by 3 points. I can imagine it's just the same as all interstate clashes. It's always a bit fiery, and you always want to make sure you beat Queensland.
Yeah, definitely. It's, it's a huge rivalry, and it's always that same battle no matter who's on the park. So, yeah, it was really good. It was a tough game yesterday, and feeling a bit worse for wear this morning, but I'm sure we'll be right next week.
The battle with the Queensland girls, and you also play for the Wallaroos, what's the split in terms of Queensland and New South Wales with the girls a part of that Wallaroo squad?
Not sure the exact numbers at the moment, but yesterday there was probably 15 Wallaroos on the park.
Wow.
So it was pretty high-quality game. They probably had a few more forwards in the Australian team, and we probably have a few more backs. But, it was pretty even. And, obviously the other states make up the rest of that sport as well. So, there's a majority of the players probably coming from these two states. So whenever we take on each other, it's pretty hectic. Yeah. But, it was good.
And it's great to see this Super W competition up and running. How long have you been playing rugby union?
I've played since I was 9 years old.
Wow.
So, but I've played open women since I was 15. So this is my 11th season.
Wow. So since you were 15, you were playing opens?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Geez, you would have learned a lot in that time too, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was played at Warringah and had a fair few of the Wallaroo girls down there. So, yeah, I learn a fair bit pretty quickly, but it's good.
Emily, I was just wondering about the lure of playing the 15 player game instead of the sevens, because the sevens are sort of like the glamour side of rugby, isn't it, as far as the women, particularly when you win an Olympic gold medal, Emily.
Yeah. What's the draw?
Yeah, are you seeing people go to the sevens or come to the 15s more?
I think initially, after the Olympics, a lot of girls and women went to sevens, but I think, sevens is an amazing sport, but you've got to be pretty a certain body type, and I'm definitely not that. So I'm not fast, or I'm not running the length of the field in 10 seconds, so I'm not playing that game. But, it's definitely a specific sport and very different to 15s, and I think we're seeing a lot more women come over to 15s now. Game for all shapes and sizes. So, it's awesome whichever path they choose to take. Obviously, it's pretty amazing getting to go to the Olympics for rugby. So, it's pretty cool.
Now, Emily, you've been involved, as you mentioned before, 11 years at the open level. What about the skill level of some of the girls? Mm. How much has that improved, say, in the last 2 seasons?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Probably saw through a highlight yesterday of Ash Houston this tiptoeing on the sideline, doing some crazy things, and those fast girls and out the back, just their hands and the passing, 25 metres without thinking is, it's pretty amazing. And I guess something that everyone works on a lot, we definitely work on our catch path, and those skills probably, I would say, 70% of the time on the field is that core skill. So, the skill level is really high, and makes a pretty good rugby.
I tell you what I did. I watched the WAV Queensland match the week before, and I saw that biting incident. It was a terrible biting incident. But there is a concern, Emily, that I guess it's pretty normal that Queensland, New South Wales are so strong that, it's a very, very lopsided competition. But I guess in most codes, we've got lopsided competitions.
Yeah, I think I don't think it's as lopsided as people think. I think Canberra bet, like, they gave it to us, and you know, credit to them. They had amazing defence on the day, and we're playing WA this week, and they're a very physical team, and I'm sure it'll be a pretty hard game. And then obviously Melbourne are growing, and they had a few bad scores against them, but on the weekend they played the fourth and they got their first try, and those girls worked really hard, and I think it's pretty unfair to sit here and say that they should be kicked out of the competition. And I think that they're awesome athletes, and they just needed probably another year under their belt to get up. But yeah, I mean, I think that the competition's going really well, and there's no need to panic yet.
No, and you obviously
rugby being played.
Yeah, and when you're building a competition, you obviously have to take baby steps. But in, say, 5 years' time, where would you like to see, well, how many teams would you like to see in this competition?
I think it would be really good if we had some teams from New Zealand in, like the Super Rugby does.
Yep.
Five teams from there, five teams from here, 10-team comp would be, I would like to see that, but who knows what the plans are. But at the same time, you don't want to go too big too soon. So, I think it's going really well at the moment, and some really good rugby, which is hopefully going to make the Wallaroos stronger and just keep building rugby in Australia.
I'm sure it will, Emily. You've got the WA side next up, and then, of course, the Rebels. And we wish you all the best. It's been a great start to the season so far. Keep it going.
Thank you. Thanks very much.